We got a jam-packed weekend of things. Very much looking forward to it while we're not getting snow. Yeah, we're not getting any snow. Kind of bummed out by this. Started out the week, Julio. People getting hyped up. Multiple inches of snow. I'm getting the flexible flyer lubed up, ready to go. Out here looking like Clark Griswold in Christmas Vacation, whatever that super secret polymer was, so I can go on long sled runs. Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Are you trying to reverse jinx right now, or you know this for sure? Or
yeah, I'm trying to reverse jinx it.
Okay.
Had a long conversation with my 10-year-old on the walk to school this morning. Where you know he's talking up, you know, he's sitting here talking up all the things he wants to do in the snow. I'm like, buddy, the forecast keeps changing, and it seems like we're just gonna get a lot of rain and the potential for freezing rain and ice accumulation and all this other stuff. And he's trying to be optimistic about it. I'm like, well, you know, if it ices a bunch, I mean, you can still use the flexible flyer on the ice. I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
go really really fast on that sort of stuff. But I goes, look, man, I've lived here long enough to know that times where they didn't think we were going to get anything, we end up with snowmageddons. So it's all in a moment's notice of what ends up happening on Sunday when it comes to the snow.
What? School's been canceled for Monday.
Well, it's Martin Luther King Day, so there's no school on Monday regardless.
Okay. That's what that text meant. I couldn't. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, it's a four-day weekend for everybody, I'm pretty sure. Because I know my kids aren't in school Monday or Tuesday of next week. Which really helps with the COVID recovery over here. So they don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Somehow, knock on IKEA. I don't know, man. I think maybe it's my Cuban jeans. I have no idea. I don't know what's going on.
Do they sell those?
No, not those kind of jeans.
Oh, got it.
Not those kind of jeans. Maybe it's just being in a room with Gilio's hair product that has like shielded me from all of this. I don't know. Because you haven't had it, right?
I have not. No. Why are you trying to reverse jinx me now?
Maybe. Well, I'm trying to make sure you don't get it. That's why I haven't been in the freaking studio all week, man.
No, you're good.
I'm doing my due diligence over here. Just making sure you guys don't get screwed. So,
it's very thoughtful.
Who knows? Maybe Rand wouldn't mind getting it. You just go home and play Wordle all day.
Listen, yesterday's took me long enough, so.
It did. Did you get today's, Rand?
I haven't done it yet.
Did you knock that out before the show?
I'm planning on doing that during Hey Joe.
Perfect. You've had all day to get on Wordle.
I know.
To see what you get on.
Don't worry. I've got it planned out during the most, maybe what's trending, you know.
Perfect. One of the things that we'll talk about on what's trending is the NFL playoffs that kickstart tomorrow. Gilio, what has been the topic du jour that you've picked up on going into this weekend's slate of games? There's always one overriding narrative. I have mine, but I'm curious what you've picked up on going into the weekend.
I think the Cowboys are in the spotlight. I think it's Dak Prescott, and I think people want to see the Cowboys after a successful regular season take that next step. I think if you look at the most talented teams in the NFL, I'm not sure if you don't line up 1 through 12. Mm-hmm. Dallas doesn't really compare to, you know, they line up with anyone else in 1 through 10 or 12. You know, obviously they might not have some of the depth that the Buccaneers or the Packers have, but you look at the top of that roster, they've got some really good guys. And that's great in the regular season. But you're supposed to make your mark in the postseason. This will be the chance for Dak Prescott, another chance for Dak Prescott to do that. The Cowboys also seem to have been, I don't know about you, Joe, but you know, when I started at NC State in college and then you come 4 years later, like Cowboys are in the Super Bowl or winning this thing every other year. It's like, it's been a minute though. It's been 30 years.
Yeah. I'm most intrigued by the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots again, right?
Yeah, round three. That's going to be really good.
Because in the first meeting, you know, that was the famous meeting in which the New England Patriots didn't throw the ball until late. They ran and they ran and they ran, and they won a war of attrition that Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, was lampooned for. Like, you got out coached, this and that. And Sean McDermott, you know, put his foot down and was like, no, I mean, we made mistakes. There wasn't anything that the Patriots did that would, you know, nothing that we were somehow outfoxed by Bill Belichick. Just that we gave them short field position and we didn't, and we made mistakes and everything else. And then in the follow-up meeting, it turned into the more high-scoring affair that we would assume these two teams would go through, because it's not like either one of their defenses has been classic defenses here. Both teams, when they're not playing at their best, can give up a lot of points. That's what's expected in this weekend. I forgot what the over-under is in terms of points total, but I've seen a lot of people talking about taking the over on this one. Fine, so be it. I guess the amusing part of all of this is that Josh Allen, who was drafted by the Buffalo Bills and play a good chunk of their games in the cold, doesn't perform all that well in the cold.
Well, I don't know how anyone was supposed to perform in that wind, in the Buffalo wind back on December 6th, I think it was.
And I don't think it's going to be as windy in this matchup. So I like the Bills to win this game. And we'll probably have a long conversation about the genius of Bill Belichick versus Tom Brady and how far they go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and where exactly Mac Jones is as an operator quarterback. Because you'll remember in the middle of the season, while the Patriots were on this win streak, people were just losing their minds over Mac Jones. But as the season has progressed and we've gotten to the playoffs, it's not like Mac Jones has been lighting the world on fire. He very much is what we kind of thought he was, a guy that's an operator. Just don't screw it up. Which I think is another big overarching point about this weekend's matchups. You know, football is funny to me in that we get wrapped up in incredible athletic performances. You know, like Aaron Rodgers is this football legend because of some of the spectacular plays that he can make, right? But oftentimes I think that we don't give enough credit to teams that simply don't screw it up, right? And I think that's where the Patriots really were making their bread and butter there for a bit, in that they weren't making foolish mistakes. They were staying within themselves, so to speak. And Mac Jones wasn't having to go out there and, you know, win them football games with his sheer ability. That, I think, will ultimately help the Patriots in this matchup, because the Bills are one of these teams in the playoffs that we don't quite know which version we're going to get, right? The other team that's like that is the Cincinnati Bengals, where everybody's really excited about Joe Burrow, obviously. He's really come on. You know, Ja'Marr Chase, as his wide receiver, he can just throw it up there. He'll go get it. I think by now everybody's heard the fun fact that the last time the Cincinnati Bengals won a playoff game, you did not have the ability to text anybody. Not iMessage, not AOL instant message. Literally text somebody old school with the green bubble, right?
Yeah, and also it should be your first clue that it was a long time ago. 1991, the team they actually beat doesn't exist anymore. It's the Houston Oilers.
Jeez.
We've had a Houston Texans expansion franchise added since the Oilers left and went to Tennessee.
Tennessee, right.
I mean, that's how long it's
Istanbul,
been.
Istanbul, not Constantinople, like one of those situations. It's like, wait, those countries don't exist anymore. It's that old. That's crazy. So I think that's another aspect of this weekend that I'm interested by, is that the teams that run pretty hot and cold, which version of them are we going to see in the playoffs?